It's 99 Jams, Miami's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Welcome back to another edition of Community Matters. I can't believe a year has gone by already. And I say that because I have two guests in the studio that were here last year about this time. That is crazy. But, you know, here on Community Matters, we basically focus on organizations and individuals who are doing great things in our communities and for our communities, basically connecting those who can't with those who can. And of course, if that's you, we would love to have you here on the show as well. So I want to welcome back to the show Shamil Jenkins and Ronald Mumford. Welcome back, both
thank
of you.
Thank you
for having us.
Doing great things and still getting the word out there. And November is National Adoption Month, right?
That's right.
Okay. And Shamil, you're with the Miami-Dade Foster and Adoptive Parent Association.
Yes.
And Ronald, you're with the, Our Kids Miami-Dade Monroe Incorporated.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So tell me, Shamil, tell me about what is the Foster and Adoptive Parent Association. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, Miami-Dade County Foster and Adoptive Parent Association is a 34-year-old nonprofit 501c3 organization. We don't have any money. We run by private donation. We're actually like the PTSA of a school board. We are the actual caregivers of the kids that are in foster care, that are in adoptive care, relative and non-relative care in Miami-Dade County.
And Ronald, tell me a little bit about your organization.
Well, Our Kids of Miami-Dade Monroe is the lead agency for foster care and adoptions in Miami-Dade Monroe. Our job is to ensure that children are safe, and when children come into the child welfare system, our goal is to make sure that they are either reunified with their family if possible, or then we provide services for them in foster care and then adoptions.
Okay, now how do you two work together? How does that work? You do what and you do? Shamil, what's your part when it comes to
I'm
Ronald?
I'm president for Miami-Dade County Foster and Adoptive Parent Association. All foster parents have to have a certain amount of in-service training throughout the year, and it's also good for all of our parents, whether they're foster, adoptive, kinship, etc. We provide training. We have meetings in three areas, the first Saturday of the month in Miami Gardens, the third Saturday in Homestead, and the third Wednesday evening in Liberty City. In addition to the in-service training that we provide that can be on parenting, life skills, budgeting, etc., we have a Jewels and Gems teen program so that our teens learn life skills and other things. Mm-hmm. We provide field trips, family reunions, meaning all the families can come together at an outing in the park or to a play or a museum or something that just brings everyone together as a family unit.
Okay.
We provide scholarships for after school, summer school, you name it. Whatever you want, the normalcy for your child is what we try to provide for
you
these children, right?
Okay, so you basically do like the educating and the training, and Ronald, you have the actual kids, right?
Well, actually, Our Kids is responsible for the recruiting, the placement, and the training of all foster parents.
Oh, okay.
I'm the certified trainer.
Okay.
My job, one of my responsibilities is to have parents come in. We certify them. We train them and get them certified, and we do the background checks, we do the home studies, and we get them where they need to be so that they can be a blessing to the children that we serve in Miami-Dade and Monroe County. The partnership that we share with Shamil is quite unique in that she does provide, her organization does provide a lot of services and she has a wealth of knowledge from the foster parents that have already been in, you know, have already been doing this, that they can share with our new foster parents, you know, some of the insights and some of the goals and some of the how-tos and what ifs and that type of thing. So it's a very valuable resource that we partner with.
Okay. Now when the kids come into your care, like, normally, where do they come from? I've been doing some work here and there with some, you know, kids in foster care. Do they normally come from, like, from birth, or how does that work?
Unfortunately, we get children that come from broken families, dysfunctional families,
okay.
And you know, the hotline number, which is the 1-800-92, 96 abuse number.
Mm-hmm.
people call that number, and then it's an investigation that takes place. And then if the protective investigator goes out and finds that the report of abuse, neglect, or abandonment is true, mm-hmm. then that child is removed. Now, our goal is to reunify that family with their child, if safe. If for some reason that home life is not safe, well, then we seek to find maybe a grandmother, a uncle, a aunt, a cousin, someone in that child's close network. Maybe it might even be the football coach or the dance teacher, someone that child is familiar with, so that transition is not as difficult or traumatic.
Unfamiliar territory
exactly. with a stranger. But then, again, if we can't, then we have our resources of our foster parents who go through the 7 weeks training mm-hmm. that we teach at our kids, and we get them certified so that they can then take the place and co-parent that child with that family member if it's possible.
Okay.
And just to give you a little quick background as to the qualifications of a foster parent or what they required is that you just have to be 21 years of age or older.
Okay.
You know, you can be single, you can be married, you could be divorced, that doesn't matter. There's no set income that you have to have. You could rent or own your own apartment, trailer, mansion, wherever mm-hmm. you live. And you just have to be able to open up your heart and then open up your home to these children. We have over 2,000 children right now today in Miami-Dade. We have roughly about 200 children with a goal of adoption mm-hmm. today.
500 children now.
500
with a goal of adoption.
500 with a goal of adoption, and we have over 60 children
exactly.
that's ready for adoption today.
Okay, so when you say the goal of adoption, you're trying to get these kids adopted out.
Right. That's called a forever family. And believe me, kids come into care from day one, from the moment their birth all the way up until age 18. And then we have something called extended foster care that happened about 3 years ago, where a child can stay in foster care till age 21. And then we have something called independent living. But Shelby, let me tell you, we have kids that are 17 and 18 years old that want to be adopted. And we have a problem finding adoptive homes
for the older kids.
No one understands the plight of these kids. What happens when they go away to college? Who's going to keep them, help keep them in college, support them? Where do they go for holiday breaks?
Right.
They need families. And the sad part, like Ronald said, we recruit to look for relatives to take care of these children, but a lot of them don't want to be bothered. They don't want to be aggravated, or they're angry with the biological parent. And mm-hmm. it's very sad, because there shouldn't be a thing as foster care. Every child was born with a parent, two parents actually.
Right, exactly.
And extended family members and mm-hmm. friends. And friends, as Ronald mentioned, can become foster parents. It's called kinship care and relative care, mm-hmm. non-relative care. And we seek these types of people. And for some reason, it's sad, particularly in the African-American community, that in the inner cities, you see a large population of these children. Yet our folks won't step up to the plate and take care of our children.
Right.
But they will send $19 to help a puppy.
That's true. I've seen that. And, you know, I've heard people say that, too.
It's unfortunate that, the majority of children in foster care look just like the people in this room right now.
Right.
And, you know, so we're actively recruiting and trying to get the word out for people to be the reason that, you know, we can find forever families for these children. Because as Ms. Jenkins said, every child deserves a forever family.
Right.
And it's tough out here for kids, period. And then to be with that stigma of being a foster child that is now about to age up and age out and don't have that support that, you know, I remember when I was 16, 17, 18 years old, it was difficult. And I wasn't in foster care. So mm-hmm. just imagine if you don't have that support system, that nurturing, that guidance, that love that teenagers need to you know, become productive members of society.
Especially
it's tough.
Now. Yeah, especially these
especially
days. You know?
Exactly. And this is why a lot of them run to gangs, because
right.
they're looking for that unconditional love. They're looking for that family. They're looking for that support.
So why do you think that's so challenging, though? What is the biggest, I can tell that's one of your biggest challenges, especially with the older kids. What is it? Like, do you hear things? Like, what do you think it is that's keeping people from actually stepping in and stepping up to the plate?
You know, it's for me, I've been doing this for a long time now. Mm-hmm. For me, it's people not wanting to get involved. You know,
okay.
it's, you know, our society has changed now. You know, there's no Big Mama. There's no village, you know, taking
right,
the village
to
raising a child and that type of thing. And as Shamel said earlier, you know, it takes a special person to open up their heart and say that I want to give back. I want to help these children. And like she said, they'll show the little puppies on TV and donate $5 for the puppy and everything.
Right.
But we have children right here in Miami-Dade County. You don't have to go to Africa. You don't have to go to South America. You don't have to go to Russia or China to adopt these children. We have over 2,000 children right here in
Absolutely.
Miami-Dade
right
that
here.
Need, that want, that forever family. So we implore people just to even, you know, come out to some of our, they're welcome to come to our trainings.
Mm-hmm.
We teach every Monday at Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Miami Gardens. We train down south. We have several locations that people can even come out and just get a feel, or they can call the office, get more information. And it may be a fit, because unfortunately, you know, we don't want these children to age out. And then when they age out, unfortunately, the ones that age out without the support system,
mm-hmm.
then they become involved in another system, which is the criminal justice system.
Exactly. And actually, even before they age out, they're ending up in juvenile detention because they're looking for that love that they can't find.
Exactly.
And it's just very, very sad, because if you're a Christian, if your listeners are Christians,
mm-hmm.
the Bible says that we're supposed to take care of the widows and the orphans.
That's true.
If you're Muslim, it even says it in the Quran about how you're supposed to take care of the widows and the orphans. Even if you're Jewish, it talks about taking care of the widows and the orphans. So people are walking around like they're so high and mighty and they're taking care of everybody, but they're not even taking care of their next door neighbor that may be that child that's in care or is about to go into care. And I don't understand, until you put it in someone's face, it's as though it does not exist,
mm-hmm.
meaning that our children are considered the ghost children of the community, and the caregivers are ghost children and ghost parents of the community. Let me break the myth. Foster parents are not getting paid.
I was going to ask
you
that.
So no one is in it for the money, because you're going to spend more money out of your pocket than what the subsidies you will receive for the child. The child will get Medicaid that will help with medical coverage. You will get a subsidy. It depends on the age of the child and if they have any medical disabilities. But it is not an exorbitant amount of money. And let's face it, 9.99, which is less than $10,
mm-hmm.
it's hard to find for shoes in Payless.
Oh, right. Of
so
course.
You're
yeah.
going to need a little bit of money to help, but you're supposed to be doing it from your heart.
Right.
When foster care began in the beginning, yes, the government was paying people to get this thing started, but no one is making money now. And when you do hear the negative things about foster care, or like Tyler Perry, I'm upset with Tyler Perry because they always want to bash foster care. The kids were in foster care and only Tyler Perry saved them, or other people saved them. There are so many productive, positive foster homes out, and we can just bring droves of kids that can tell you, without these people to support them,
mm-hmm.
where would they have been?
Right.
And sadly enough, if we don't take care of these kids when they get old, they're not going to give a doggone about us, and it's going to be a very serious situation.
I agree.
Very serious.
That's true. So I'm thinking that a lot of people could fear, you know, the burden or the financial burden that they think it may bring. And
There's a lot of support.
One of the benefits of a child that, you know, is in foster care is that they do have Medicaid. So you don't have to worry about any medical, dental, or vision. You don't have to worry about that. Mm-hmm. And then the child comes with 4 years of free college education in the state of Florida. Now, they can't go to UM, but right. they can go to Florida State. They can go to University of Florida, FIU, FAU. There's a lot of colleges that they can go to, and the state picks up that, you know, picks up that bill.
Well, that's something good to know.
Well,
yeah,
exactly.
It's a benefit. So people just need to, you know, just open up and just, you know, and I said the word before, be the reason. But yeah, I mean, come on, give it a chance. You know, we have so many children, you know, various ages, mm-hmm. you know, black children, green children, purple children, you
all
know,
colors, all colors, nationalities,
all,
right? all religions,
you know, all ages, all religions. And all they want is an opportunity to feel love.
Right.
And give them hope. Because when a child comes into foster care and they don't have hope, that is not good. That's an indictment on our society.
Wow.
So we teach our foster parents about helping these children heal mm-hmm. and giving them hope. Because once you give that child hope, then that child can trust again. Then that child can thrive.
See the light.
And they can see the light and they can feel it. Because you can't camouflage that. That's a feeling.
That's true.
And when that child feels that, well, now this child was getting D's, and now the child's getting B's.
Big difference.
Now the child is, you know, is being more engaged in school. They're feeling the love, so they do better. That's all we asking, is to be the reason for the success of these children in the child welfare system.
Right, and again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Community Matters right here on 99 Jams. I'm your girl, Shelby Rushin, and this morning we're speaking to Ronald Mumford and Shamil Jenkins, and we're talking about adoption and foster parenting. Just in case you didn't know, November is National Adoption Month, and, you know, we're just trying to get the word out there. We have, like, Shamil just gave me some numbers on over 500 kids who are ready to be adopted and taken into a loving family. So we're just trying to spread the word. And if it's something that you're actually interested in, then, hey, we're definitely talking to you. Now, let me ask you this. At what point, because we're talking about foster parenting and then adoption.
Mm-hmm.
So at what point does a kid become available for adoption? How does that work?
The child, as I said before, the child, the parents do have the option or the right to be reunified with their child.
Mm-hmm. And so, that's the intention for reunification.
Right.
But if that doesn't happen.
Right. Okay.
Right. So if it doesn't happen, the parents, they are given a case plan.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say, for example, the child came into care because of domestic violence or substance abuse. So that parent or parents will have to take several courses to fulfill that case plan that the judge orders. If for some reason they don't do that, then, you know, unfortunately, then the rights of those parents are terminated. And to me, that's any parent's worst nightmare when you hear that term, termination of parental rights. So now that means that I have to have a conversation with that foster parent that already has that child. Hopefully everything has been going smooth.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, as an adoptions recruiter, then I will have that conversation and says, listen, Johnny's been with you for the last 6 months, 8 months, 9 months, a year, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be interested in adopting this child? Some people will say yes. Some people will say no. If they don't want to adopt a child, then we move on to our resources of other people who are interested in adopting that child. I have children all over this country because of them being exposed on the Miami Heart Gallery, the recruitment efforts that we have, because we get home studies from people that want children
mm-hmm.
from other states, and they send their home studies. So that's a plus. Because you don't have to just, you know, want to take a child from Miami-Dade County. I get people coming from Alabama, from New York, from California.
I was wondering about that, yeah.
Yeah.
They can.
As long as they have an approved home study.
Absolutely.
Then we can look at, you know, then they come in, they visit with the child, we do supervised visits, so forth and so on. And if that's a match, because our goal is to match. We don't assign children to parents
mm-hmm.
because that's not going to work. People will say, well, you know what, I'm interested in working with the child that is maybe 5 years old, 10 years old. I had one lady who came out of my class, and her thing is she wanted teenage girls. And okay. I was like, really? She says, yes, Mr. Mumford, I want teenage girls. And the reason why, and I can't name her name, mm-hmm. but the reason why she wanted teenage girls is because she had a rough life coming up and she was sexually abused.
Mm.
So she wanted to give back to some of these young girls
right.
that may not get that type of attention, and that's what she does. And now she's got three young ladies in her home, and it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And
so there's a fit
yeah.
for everybody.
Right.
There's a fit.
Right.
There's a fit.
Okay.
And just to make a point, as Ronald said, there is something called a Heart Gallery, which is online. And you can see children not only from Miami-Dade County, but children from the state of Florida and all over the United States. As a matter of fact, I just came back from Washington. I'm one of the recipients of the Congressional Angels in Adoptions Award.
Well, congratulations.
And I got to meet people from all over the country who have adopted and done phenomenal things. And we all want the same thing. Do you have any parents that might want some kids that are XYZ? Because we're in Arkansas, or we're in Maryland, or we're in California, and can we exchange? And that's what it's all about. And again, it's just really very, very sad, because I want everybody to remember, when you were 10, 11, and older, you were not a perfect angel. So
no.
Don't think by any means that these kids are perfect
for yourself,
angels.
Jamel,
yeah,
for
right. And
sure, yeah, he says speak for yourself.
As you take a child and really talk to them, the layers of pain dissolve, just like they did with us.
Mm-hmm.
So if each person were to just, if you can't become a foster or adoptive parent, you can become an advocate. You can be one of our friends that gives tickets to shows or museums, or have a party for the kids, or, you know, like right now we're in our Thanksgiving drive for turkeys and canned goods and mm-hmm. Christmas toys and gift cards for the teenagers. But it's all year long that we want normalcy for these kids. So if you can't be a foster adoptive parent, you can be an advocate. You can give your time. You can give your money. You can give your resources. You can tell somebody else about these kids.
Right.
I hate to say this, but we think about the poor kids. Oh, so what?
Yeah.
I hate to sound rude, because not everybody is really poor. If they can buy beer, buy alcohol, have weaves, have nails, have eyelashes, then they can do something with these children.
Shamil keeping it real.
You think about the terminally ill. There's yep. money for the terminally ill, but nobody thinks about our children. They are truly the forgotten children of the society, and mm-hmm. even the caregivers. What about the caregivers? I mean, I was a foster parent for over 30 years.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yes,
yeah, remember
I've adopted five as a single
five?
Parent.
Okay.
Now looking for a rich husband still.
Okay.
Still
looking for a rich husband. Okay.
But in the process, very few people have rang my bell and said, Shamel, do you need food? Because they know I'm busy making sure everybody else got food. Even during Irma,
mm-hmm.
myself and our kids, we collaborated, and you know, with Commissioner Barbara Jordan and others, giving out ice, giving out food to our parents to make sure they were okay. But not very many people rang my bell. So what about the neighbors who know that there's a foster kid on the block?
Mm-hmm.
What about ringing their bell and saying, or remember the old days when you would just drop a basket and run?
Yeah, there
so
you go.
Nobody knew where it was coming from, but you
right.
knew you were helping a family. So we really want our community to open up their hearts and not be so selfish or think that they're going to get in trouble. The parents of these kids are already in trouble,
mm-hmm.
but the kids are in turmoil and having major trauma because they want to be loved. They
right.
want to have attention,
yeah.
and that's what we all want. We all want to have normalcy, and that's what we're trying to do.
Okay.
So if I may, November is National Adoption Month.
Yes,
on Monday, November the 6th, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., we're going to be at Government Center doing an adoption Foster Expo. We're going to have different agencies there, from Our Kids in Miami-Dade to, of course, our association, to Guardian Ad Litem and Children's Home Society, FRC, CFC, etc., where people can get information on how to become a foster and adoptive parent. At 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock, you'll even be able to come into the county building, which is 111 Northwest 1st Street,
okay.
Stephen P.
Yes.
Clark Government Center,
mm-hmm.
in the atrium. So if it rains, we're still there. And get information. You can go into one of the orientations and find out how to become a foster and adoptive parent. And by the way, what Ronald forgot to say and I forgot to add to is, It's free. The trainings are free.
There you go.
And when you're ready to adopt, it's reimbursable, and sometimes the cost is paid up front. So there's really nothing to fear. Nothing is coming out of your pocket.
Yeah.
That strenuous. So November the 6th, Government Center from 8 to 3 p.m. On Thursday, November the 9th, you can go to the William Dickinson Community Center, which is in Homestead at 1701 North Chrome Avenue at 6:30 p.m. and get information there for all the folks that live down in Homestead. Homestead.
Florida City.
Southern part of Cutler Bay.
And, Richmond Heights.
And Richmond Heights and all of those areas. And we've got a lot of other things. So please watch the press, listen to WEDR, all of Cox Radio, and you'll find out all these places where you can go. And all it takes is some time. Just give a little time to come on down and hear what's going on. And then you can make a better determination if it's for you. I'm telling everybody, stop listening to the humbo jumbo false gossip that you're getting in the streets.
Yeah, people hear, you hear a lot of things, and when you're not given proper information,
exactly,
you're misinformed, you know, you come up with your own conclusions, and a lot of times it's based on false information.
Right.
You know,
exactly. So
right.
We're telling them, come on down and get the real deal. Come and get the real deal, and all it's going to cost you is a little bit of time. When you come to Government Center, I can tell you, we've got performing acts early in the morning from what's the name of the high school down south?
Shamil's having a senior moment.
I'm having a senior moment. We've got prep bands from Miami-Dade College coming. We've got the Booker T senior prep band coming down. We've got the Miami Rescue Mission singers. We've got all these different groups and many more that are coming out that are going to be performing, so that your ears can be pleased.
So you can be entertained.
You can be entertained while you're being informed at the same time.
Something to eat.
The only thing we're not doing is hanging out fried chicken, okay?
Right, no fried chicken, there will be food.
Yeah, but we want you to come on down and really enjoy yourself and get this information. And again, we've got all over the county, different locations, weird, convenient times you can get this information, so that you can finally get to meet Ronald Mumford and be in one of his free training classes on how to become a foster parent. And why do we have those pride trainings? Because within those weeks, he's training you on where these children come from and how you should deal with them. Because you know what? Again, you'll be listening to false prophets in the street that'll say, oh, that child is bad. Get rid of him. You can't do that, because you've been trained to understand what this child is going through. Mm-hmm. So you're not an average parent. You become a super parent.
That's right.
Okay.
A
super parent. That's right. Because you're going to learn everything that you need to learn.
That's a good
and what
idea.
You don't get from him.
There
now.
You go.
Super parent.
What you didn't. Don't get from him in your training. When you come to us, we're going to make sure we're like the continuing education, the continuing support system.
Right.
And, you know, the Bible says that Christians are a peculiar people. But, honey, there's nothing more peculiar than being a foster or adoptive parent or a relative caregiver.
Right.
There's nothing like it in the world. And let me tell you, these children are like everybody else. They're going to graduate. They're going to go to college if you're there to push them. They're going to get married. And they're still going to come back and beg for money.
That doesn't change, right? Doesn't matter where you come from.
But that's the beautiful blessing. You know they're your children.
Right. Yeah.
I agree with Shamil. I mean, I think it's just very important for people to understand the reality of what the child welfare system, you know, really is.
Yeah.
You know, as a recruiter, you know, I'll go out to, you know, different organizations, churches, PTAs, and dispel some of those myths.
And I'm glad that you guys are here, because I was going to ask you to do that, because when you don't know, like I just stated, you draw your own conclusions.
Correct.
You hear stuff and you tend to run with that until it's rectified or cleared up.
So many times after I do my presentation and do my spiel, and people will come up to me, I say, oh, my God, I would have done this years ago, but I thought you had to be married.
Right.
Or I thought you had you have to make $100,000, or, you know, all these different, you know, things that they've heard, you know, from word of mouth that are not true. Again, you just have to be at least 21. done. You have to open up your heart, mm-hmm. open up your home. You don't have to own your own home. You could rent. You could, you know, you could, you know, live in a mansion. You could live in a, and as long as you have room, as long as you have room in your home, you got to have at least a spare bedroom for that
child.
As long as you haven't murdered someone.
And of course, you got to be able to pass backgrounds. You got to, you know,
you got to pass the background check.
And we do that before you even start the class, because we don't want people, I don't want to waste my time.
Exactly.
And we don't want to waste people's time by thinking that, oh, we're going to go through this process, then come to find out later on that they're disqualified. You know, it's a win-win for the child. It's a win-win. I've had people tell me that once they adopt a kid, that people have told them, oh, that was very nice of you to adopt this kid. And I've had parents said that, you know what, that kid is giving me more joy than I ever counted for.
And I can imagine you probably get just as much joy as you do, pushback as with any kid, like your own kids. I mean, no child is perfect, but I think this is a good place to take a break. And when we come back, I want to ask Shamil or talk more about, you know, some of the great rewards and the good feelings that you can get from adopting some of these kids. Because like you just said, there's the good and the bad with your kids, adoptive kids, you know, whatever. It's all the same. All right. So again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Community Matters. I'm your host, Shelby Rushing, and we're talking to Shamil Jenkins, who is with the Foster and Adoptive Parenting Association of Miami-Dade County, and Ronald Mumford, who is with Our Kids, Miami-Dade Monroe, Inc. And we're talking about adopting and being foster parents. November is National Adoption Month, so we're just trying to bring awareness to that. And if you think we're talking to you, then we probably are. So you need to make a phone call, okay? We'll be right back right here on 99 Jams.